Welcome, everyone, to the podcast. The Top Training Podcast is back again. Hi, babe.
Hey.
How are you? You ready for this week?
Ready. So excited.
Me too. This is the second one we've done with our new microphone setup. We're sitting chilling on the couch. Lights dimmed, incense going. I'm feeling the vibes. Are you feeling the vibes today?
I am.
I am too. And as John Cena would say, I'm doing it with the person I love.
That's right.
I love. What else was it? I don't remember the whole thing. It's good though.
Yeah.
Do what you love to do when you love to do it.
No, it wasn't when you I knew you were going to come in with when you love. It was, no, just stop. We'll come back. Shh. It wasn't when you love. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
All right. We'll get to All right. Let me do all the intro. This is the top training podcast. And you can find us on all social media platforms. Just look up Top Dance Program. And if you are listening to this podcast, shout out to all the listeners that have been joining us on this journey. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends, teachers, anybody that you think would like to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
So this week I have some rough notes on there, just some things that I was jotting down, random things. One.
No, sorry, got to interject. It was do what you love.
Yes. What
no,
you love.
No, sorry.
What's
I
the
gotta
second
get
part?
I know it's going to be hard for me to get started here. I was going to say it's do what you love with. Nope. It was do what you love and then it's something and with the person you love.
With the person.
Anyway, circle back. Sorry, thought I had it. All right, back on track. I'm out.
We'll find it. We'll
all
have
right.
it ready for all next
right,
week.
All right.
All right. So,
notes.
Oh, yes. So we have the Relax Tour is continuing. We are going back out on the road.
We're extending the Relax Tour.
Yeah.
Name indefinitely.
Yeah,
didn't
we say
travel?
Yeah.
Dates.
Is it just travel or is it like a way of living?
I think it's going to have to be a way of living for real.
It's
it
life.
Made a difference. You know what we did though, thinking back on it. Well, maybe you should explain. Nothing really. We just made a decision. We had two travel dates. This was just somewhat recently. We had two travel dates back to back and we always have a good time and it's work, but it's fun and all that good stuff. And
wait, what was the two dates?
Okay, so we were in LA for the first date,
oh,
and then we were in New York
West
for the
Coast,
second
then
date.
East Coast.
Yeah. So the West Coast was
by
great.
Coastal.
West Coast. Well, anyway, this was this past month.
Two
different little tour dates, and the first one, it was great. But I had a little. It wasn't just me, but. Anyway, we made a decision that the New York trip would be the Relax Tour.
Chill.
Yeah. So, what I was going to say was we made a decision each along the way, during that trip, that we were not going to get, like, riled up over kind of, like, minimal stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So we did make decisions. We didn't just set out on this like relaxed tour, like we're gonna
work.
And
it was on
be
purpose.
Calm.
Yeah.
Along the way, we did make decisions along the way to not get all twisted about
things,
small stuff.
Yeah.
So,
So if you're listening to this and you hear us go relax,
pipe
down. Yes, you can borrow that mantra. For your own self.
We say it to each other all the time. Relax.
But it's true, though. I mean, it's funny because I was saying yesterday how I think I'm going to just go and lock that in as a way of living. Because I think overall, I find myself not being able to enjoy the moment, any moment that I'm in. Like we were talking, I think we were talking about this last night, too. But because I'm so busy thinking about the next thing. And I try to work on the be present, just like now. Like I'm like in the podcast, I have to make myself lock all the way into the podcast. But I find that when I do, it's not just like a good saying. Like be present, be aware. I mean, it is good, but I find that I am more relaxed when, because if my mind is all over the place, I'm thinking about the next move, or God forbid, thinking about the past, something that I may have said or done wrong. It's just, I'm all over the place. So that sound of relax, mm-hmm. it helps me to get calm.
Hey, and listen, I actually just read something that said if you're, you know, and I don't have any traumas, I don't think, or, you know, I'm sure I still have a ton of them I'm still working through. But it said if you're busy, you know, if you're trying to fill your time, or, you know, what do I do next, and what's next, and the next project, and the next song, and the next podcast, and the next this, that, the other thing. It said, you know, you might be trying to mask some old traumas with Ooh. Your, you know, with your busyness.
Mm.
So
something else underneath.
Right. So, you know, since we're, you know, we talk all the time, and I think I'm pretty squared away with any old traumas. So yeah. Really, you know, I say all that to say, if you're not able to relax because you do have traumas, you know, go deal with that.
Yeah.
But if you're just hyper, because you're hyper and you're worked up and you're getting worked up about all kinds of nothingness, then relax.
Bring your mic a little closer to you. Them lines looking kind of thin. Okay.
Well, you can, yeah.
Yeah. Which is really, I mean, we're not going to go on the whole podcast for relax, but I mean, isn't that really the biggest gift to yourself ever, is to be able to just relax? I mean, to be able to, like, almost be in, like, you know how you think you want to be on vacation? You're like, I think I'm just going to. Whatever you have in your mind. I'm going to read. I'm going to lay out by the pool. I'm going to take long naps. And I say, now, when we did go to Fresno, that did happen. That was real time. It was work and vacation. But I say, I mean, why not try to
implement it into your everyday life?
Every day.
Is it that serious? Do you need, you know, what you just said? I mean, no, let me take it back. Not a question. If you need that specific, like, I'm going to relax this summer during my 2-week paid vacation time.
Yeah.
I believe that you need to reevaluate what you're doing in the other 50 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, so, yes, right. So that just goes into what you're talking about with the relax. Like, just, you know, we're only here little bit of time, you know, make the most of it, and, you know, try to go easy on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that serious. It's really not.
And I mean, I can see it. I mean, you know,
I'm saying all that because I'm pretty hyper.
I'm pretty hyper. We're both kind of hyper.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're hyper as well, listen, you can take our advice.
Just relax. Pipe down.
Pipe down. Especially if you're playing tennis. Okay. Now, so I have a question for you. This ties into the travel, though.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Flying versus driving. And the only reason I say that is because I was just thinking about, I mean, we're about to go to New York.
Okay. Cross country. I am not up for a cross-country road trip. I'm not a road trip person.
Not a road tripper?
No. Don't want a road trip. However. I like to calculate how long it takes from the time we leave our house to the time we walk into the hotel or Airbnb at our destination.
Yeah.
If that time...
And you've done the math.
I do it every time. If that time is the same as driving time would be, then it's driving.
If it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, around. If it's give or take an hour or two.
Yes. And what about, okay. Now this trip, are we going to New Jersey? No, we're going to New York.
Yes.
But we're staying in New Jersey.
I like to.
And we're driving this trip.
We are driving.
Again, y'all. We take this often.
Yeah, this is a one. This is every month. So yeah, this is why this question is here. I don't know. I guess it depends on the trip, but I mean, I like driving because
get space.
Yeah.
Room.
Yeah.
Comfortable. You can stop, go to the bathroom when you want. And it's weird too, because I've put that down in my notes because I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I'm about to drive to New York. Oh, but we're breaking this up. Ooh, we broke that trip up last time coming back. It was the best ever. Now I did get to relax.
We broke it up on the way there too. We went to Connecticut first.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, yes. I mean, I like to fly. It just depends, but
Maryland first. That's where we were.
Oh, sorry, not Connecticut. Right. That's right, Maryland. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else did I have? I took a note down from something that we did last week, and I wanted to talk about it on this podcast. So the note was, it was called, it's to myself, just a reminder to stay a student. And it's because we went through this whole thing about, like, we normally, so some of you that listen to this and you listen to our music, all of the instruction, which, by the way, make sure you are streaming all of the instructional music.
It's so good. Spotify, it'll make your classes easier. That's what it's for.
Yes. And what is this? What is this you're doing?
Yeah, it's to help students grow, get better, learn. It's fun. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Covers all genres. Anyway.
So stream the stuff. Share it, all of that stuff. But we normally record the songs, one mic, throw the beat on, boom, instruct. But then doing this podcast, we had to figure out a way to get both of our voices on there. And it was stressful. I was not relaxing. I was freaking out a little bit. And then you just kept pushing me to see if you can figure out how to do it. I think you can do it. What do we need to buy? What do we need to get? And I thought just that whole time about, I'm thankful that, we have each other to be accountable to. Because without that, I mean, I was straight up ready to give up. I was done, son. Like, I'm tired of this. I don't even want to do it. Why are we even doing the podcast with two mics? Why don't we just do it with the phone like we did before? But it was so that we can grow. And I just took a note and I was like, to myself, try to remember that is the most important thing, is to keep learning. It doesn't even matter. We talk about relaxing every day, but what about learning something? I think right before.
No, we just talked about this last night too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the note and the mantra that I'm reading and looking at right now, remaining a student.
Well, what was I saying last night? I said this was a long talk last night. I was talking about if you're in a place and you're in a position or wherever you are, and I said on the daily, if you're not finding something uncomfortable, that is a part of your growth. If you're not in situation daily, then I think you're not growing. And I think growing and learning and evolving and, helps us become, best we can be. If you are not frustrated on the daily with something that is challenging you to change or grow or to evolve, I think you're in the wrong room. I think you're in the wrong mindset. And don't be one of those paid vacation summer 2 weeks. Don't just clock in that vacation time, that relaxed time. Make the relaxed tour now, grow today, and then relax today.
All the same. Yeah. Grow and relax.
You have to challenge yourself. You've got to get uncomfortable. It's rewarding. It is. I'm like looking around thinking about it because I haven't totally achieved because, I'm working on some projects that are difficult.
Right
that
now.
That are new.
As we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's an example of something that you can think of?
My pierogies.
That frustrate. Yes. Yes. I think, didn't we talk about this too last night?
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, as simple as my so silly good, pierogi recipe.
Y'all might need to sit down.
No. Anyway, you get the point. It was, how is this still... You know, how am I still not having confidence with this meal, with this podcast, with this mic, with this class, with this lesson, with this language, whatever it is you're learning and growing, just be sure to do so.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I am. I don't know. I'm not talking to anybody, talking to myself. But anyway, that's important to me.
Don't you think, too, because I was just thinking now, I was like, they actually kind of go hand in hand. It's weird. But don't you think that you are kind of able to relax
of course.
A little more when you've committed to the process of growing? And, of course, it's not, you're not relaxing at first. But I think we were saying this, too. A lot of times the frustration that I feel and I go through happens because I don't know.
Right.
And then I start lashing out just because I don't know. Just it's nothing else. It's like I get all angsty because of something that I don't know, instead of using that same energy to try to know and figure it out.
Yeah, first. That's hard. I mean, it's hard, it's frustrating, it's annoying, especially when you're a kid, it's a little different. It's like, I don't know. And now that you know better, you know, the older you get, the more you go through and the more life experiences, it can make you hesitant. You know, we're just like, forget that. I don't even care. You know, revert back to some traumas. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, we're just like, I don't even care. I don't even want to do that.
Right.
You know, then that's...
And the older you get, it's harder because you get set and locked in your
ways. Right, I guess that's like, what I meant. Well, and you've
I don't
been,
have to do that.
Uh-huh. And you've failed a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, the older you... I mean, you fail a lot. And so you're kind of like, you know what? Instead of not getting it, I'm going to not do it. And that is not... that's not growth mentality.
No, that's backwards. That's backwards thinking.
That's right.
Yeah. So... I don't know. That was our alarm to start the podcast, because we have to get our daughter from dance class. Oh, speaking of, little Miss Taya did a very, can we say on the podcast what she did?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, go noodle.
Yes.
Yeah, so for the school teachers that are listening and the dance teachers, this was a big deal. Like, we got the opportunity... And she auditioned and she booked it, baby. So we're really excited about that. And what else? This might be, I don't want to keep talking about Taya, but this might be the Taya segment, because she got to assist
a teacher.
Two different teachers, right?
This week.
This week, yeah. Consistency. That's all I have to say, because that we had already talked and had a conversation about what if I can be an assistant and what if I can, you know, and then you were just saying, you were talking to her about
staying in class. I mean, she's learning. In class. Yeah, she doesn't miss class she's our daughter and we're in charge of her and we make sure that doesn't happen. But, that get your chops in class, in your training ground. Assist your regular teacher. Get your accolades from your dance teacher. Everyday. Hey, listen, if there's any students listening to this,
hi students.
Hey, do me a favor and go tell your teacher that is not your weekend warrior convention teacher. Your dance studio teacher or your parent, whoever it is that teaches you, go tell them, you know, what do I need to do? What can I do?
Whoa.
Right? What can I do to grow? What, you know, is there anything that you could, you know, challenge me with from here to Tuesday?
Whoa.
Let me see if I can come back and, feed it back to you, anything. And then after that, how about a thank you? Right? Yeah, because, and I did this too. I mean, we've got kids, but, and I did it too. You're quick to come back from that weekend, wherever you took, or from somebody else, and be like, I learned so much, which is amazing. And that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
But, you know, think of this for just a second. What do you think your dance teacher's thinking? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Everybody's right. different. But just put that, pose that question to yourself.
Yeah.
And think, maybe try this twist on it. Like, I heard in convention that I was rolling forward on the inside of my big toes when I was standing in first. And you tell me that same thing. It was the same correction. I'm really going to work on it. I heard it again.
Yeah.
Something. You don't know. Your teachers are telling you.
Yes.
Thank them too.
Yes. And even if it's uncomfortable, do it anyway.
Yep.
Because I would say that would fall in the category of what we've been talking about the whole podcast, which is committing to doing something uncomfortable.
That helps you grow.
Yeah, it helps you grow. And once you do it, what can you do?
Relax. Pipe down.
Pipe down.
I love it.
Should that be the podcast name?
Challenge yourself.
Yes.
Challenge yourself. Get uncomfortable. Learn something new. Grow on the daily. It could be as little as a pierogi recipe that you're not so confident with, or, you know, whatever it is.
Well, I'm going to take your advice, because even though we're doing a podcast and y'all are listening to this, but this is like real life for us every day. This is what, I mean, we just talk about randomly. So I'm glad that we get to sit down and even talk to all of my, shout out to all my teachers out there, my dance students. And even if you don't, if you're not a teacher, a dance student, you tuned into this podcast, hopefully, you know, a little bit of us kind of talking about what we do and how we feel. Maybe it can do something for you as well, because that's what we do. And that's all I have. That's all my notes. We did our shout outs.
Then I think you can relax. We out.
Relax. Pipe down.
Peace.
Peace.